Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. All right, y'all. Sorry about that. I done went to clicking on stuff and hit it by mistake. But we thank God we are now back on the Move of God Part 2 right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel, on deck with Vanessa Collins and our very own pastor, Dontre Edwards of Fresh Oil Word Ministries. A lot of y'all heard the first half where we were talking about the move of God. So I'm going to click them back on right now, and I'm going to go ahead and let them talk. And if I have some room to say something else, then I will. But we're going to take off to what they were saying about the move of God. So, Pastor, we're going to let you go first. Then we're going to go to Vanessa. And then I might say a couple of things, but I definitely want you and her to kind of get it in.
All right. Amen. Bless this, Father. We thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for what our ears have heard and what our spirit has received on this evening. And, Father, as we go higher in you, Lord God, we take off the mask. We take off everything that's not like you, and we put on the garment of praise in this moment. And, Father, I pray right now, God, in Jesus' name, that from this moment, and we won't miss another moment, Lord God. And I pray right now, God, for every person in every country. And I speak to the nations within the nation to rise up and be what you to call them to be in this moment. And God, let us continue to be the light of the earth. Let us continue to be the salt of the earth in the name of Jesus. And Father, forgive us for not letting our light shine. And we've let other stuff shine. We let our flesh have the spotlight. We've let our other things have the spotlight instead of you. And so, Lord God, we knock down the idols and the stuff that has tried to make itself bigger than you and that place that is holy. And, Lord God, that you said it belonged to you. Father, we give you glory. And in this moment, Lord God, we just say thank you for who you are. And because of who you are, Lord God, we give thanks and honor and glory that's due to your name. And Lord God, I pray right now, God, for Angel on deck.
Yeah.
And for Sister Vanessa and to everyone, Lord God, that is on the airways, Lord God. I pray right now, God, for their strength. I pray right now, God, that Lord Joe will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
And that God, we get in a hurry, that we have a spirit of urgency to do what you called us to do in this moment and in this season.
Yeah.
We are at attention. And you have our attention in this moment, God. And, Lord God, forgive us for allowing other people, places and things, and even stuff get into position that did not belong to them, but it belonged to
Amen.
You.
That's right.
Because, God, Lord, you said that you're a jealous God.
Oh, my God.
If we got stuff before you, forgive us. If we have people before you, forgive us. Places before you, forgive us. And also things.
Oh, yeah.
It's there before you, Lord God. Oh, God, Lord God, you say that, Lord God, that you're not second to nobody.
Oh,
you're not
God.
Second to nobody, Lord God. Lord God, you're not second place, Lord God, but, Lord God, you're first place, Lord God. You are, Lord God, because you first loved us. And so, Lord God, we put you first and back into position to where you're supposed to be in the name of Jesus. So that, Lord, that in this moment that we can be still and hear your voice. Be still and recognize the move of God. And recognize, Lord God, what you said is your word.
Oh,
and, Father, we get into position to hear. Lord God, we have our hearts in the right position. We have our mind, our soul, and our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. The gospel of Jesus Christ. And not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. In this moment, we hear, we obey, Lord God. In the name of, I feel you, Lord God. I feel your presence, Lord. And, Father, let us get it back into position as we be still in your presence.
Oh, yeah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Amen. 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 Hey, man.
I just want to say, and I just want to piggyback off of some things that I had on the other day, is that
yeah.
the world is looking at this moment as they're troubled on every side. On every side, they're walking like the walking dead, like, oh, my God.
yeah.
Or they have the mindset of being not they have a being of being incarcerated, like I've been saying. And it is so important that when you are incarcerated, you only have a limited space. You only have a place where you can lay your head and use the bathroom and everything. It's all in the same room. It's all in the same place, but you're incarcerated. But understand what God is trying to get us to understand is that I'm trying to get you to a point of incubation because there's some things I'm trying to keep you from getting to you. Because there are things I want to do something through you in this season. If you allow the Spirit of God to get you to a place of incubation and say, God, I lay aside the weight. I lay aside all that stuff. And so understand that on this Wednesday afternoon, this Wednesday evening, God has put you in a place of separation. Can I just suggest today that let this be the day where God incubates you and takes all that stuff off of you and understand that what God is trying to do is get you to a place of where he is and where he's going to be in this next season. Because as a leader, please understand that we must move when God say move. We must be in a position when he said, pick up your bed and walk. It's time to pick up our bed and walk. It's time to, you know, to do what he called us to do in this season. Why? Because right about now, people right now are in a place where they're troubled. But the word of God says in St. John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. And people's heart is troubled because they refuse to be still. They refuse to be still. And so what God is saying, and when I was talking to a young lady on yesterday, and I was listening to the word of God, and people would say, well, why are you not listening to some music? I was, but I need to hear what thus saith the Lord. I need to get to a position where I can hear what he's saying because he's talking. And so understand that when we get into the position of listening, that's where we get understanding. With all that getting, get understanding. Because the world is leaning to its own understanding and their feeling. They're leaning to what they think is right in their own eyes and in their own spirit. Because understand, social media has its own God in the way of doing things. It has its own way of saying that this is gospel, but the gospel that you preach is something else. It's strange. We don't believe in that. And people are saying that there are so many ways to God, there's so many ways to heaven, but I've come to let you know it is singular and not plural. Are you still here? And so it is so important that we need to get back to God. If you're a backslider, he said he's married to you. If you're an outside looking in, come on in because there's still room at the cross. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's still room at the cross for you and for me. I thank God for his blood. If his blood worked for me in 2018 and last year, it works right now through Corona. Can I just say this, that in the midst of this pandemic, this is the most popular moment to be in position to hear God and so you can be in his presence so you can do what God has called you to do. And so when you do that, when you get to a place, I feel it bubbling my soul. And so understand, can I just suggest that just get into position so you can be incubated so you can do what God has called you to do in this hour? And as I was telling the young lady, and I said, and two words just came to my spirit, and it was cold-blooded. Y'all still there?
Yeah. Is that? Yeah, amen.
And so what these two words, and I'll say it again, these two words came to me, and it just stuck out like a sore thumb. But I thank God for that word, and it said, "Be still." And when I heard that, my spirit came to a screeching halt. And so understand when we just be still and know that He is God, He's going to work everything out. We have to be in position. And can I just also just say that when you're in position, the oil is going to flow where you are. And so when you know, when you're in position, glory to God, When you're in position, the oil is going to flow. But if you're going to and fro, how can you hear if too many people speaking to you? Can I just suggest that sometimes you need to close some people off, and you love them, but you got to get some things in order. I got to get my house up. I need to get my heart in order. I need to get into position so I can hear what God is saying. And so understand, I'm saying this out of love, because that there's people right now that are out of position. And so I just want to just encourage every person that's out of position to get into position, to have an ear to hear what God is saying, because when he speaks, we need to listen. And so understand, now that he got our attention, can you hear him now? Like the old commercial said, can you hear me now? And so understand that this world has said that we're troubled on every side, and but understand, you're not distressed. You're perplexed, but not in despair, the Bible says. But we are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. If you are in Christ. But the world is saying that we are incarcerated. And how did I get to this point, to be incarcerated? How did I get to this place? Because isn't it funny that the same people that are on welfare and billionaire are in the same boat? They can't spend their money. They can't go here and go there. But understand that God has a way of getting our attention to put everything on hold so that he can get a hold of you. I think I'll say it again. I'm so glad that God got a hold of us so he can get a hold of you. He had to put everything on hold so he could get a hold of us. And I'm so glad that he has a hold of me. Because when it's time to be about our Father's business, it is so important that we do that in this hour. So I thank God for just this moment to share and just say two words, be still. And let the oil flow so that God can have his way in us. Get into position so the oil can flow. Because there's too many broken people. Now, like I say this night, and I'm done for the tenth time. And it's like this. There's a lot, you know, isn't it funny how this has jumped off, and now we've found out how broken we really are because we can't be still?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know how broken we were. We didn't know how hurt we were. We didn't know what was going on the inside of us until things came to a screeching halt. So God had to get us to a place of incubation so he can heal us, so he can speak to us. Because it says, the word says this, that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger that they will not follow. Why? Because they're not just incubated, but they're also, can I just say this? Can I just push this on you and you won't get mad at me? Can I just push this word
right
on
here.
You? Can I just say relationship? Can I just say relationship? So understand that what God is doing in the incubation season, I feel this in the Holy Ghost, that he's getting you back into relationship with him, right relationship with him. And so understand, when you are incubated, you're being still. You're not going to the store. You're not going to the dollar store and to the grocery store, but you're being still and knowing that God is working this thing out for you. And you may feel like you're going through some stuff and going through the valley, but understand, in the valley, he said, I'm with you. And in this moment, he's with us. And as we take out at his word and see that what he's doing in us is to change us from where we are to where we need to be. But I want to say this, and I'm done, is that after Corona, are we going to go back to washing our nets or are we going to go higher? Are we going to go back to life as usual, or are we going to go higher in God?
That's right.
The choice is ours. So while the world is being still, what are you going to do? Going to go back and wash your net like the disciples were doing? Or are you going to go forward and higher in him in this incubation season? And I give thanks unto him, because in this incubation season, I'm getting closer to him.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. All right, Vanessa, go ahead.
I really enjoyed that, Pastor. That was a good word.
Thank you.
And I just want to add to that, you know, we do have the choice. We have the freedom of choosing the right way to go. Right now is the time for us to make up our minds and to decide the right way to go, you know, the right thing to do. This is our season, because I actually believe also that God is, he wants us to rise above this. You know, he wants to recruit. He wants to get us ready, give us new weapons, new suits.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He wants to reinstall things in us. He wants you know, make us and mold us and shape us to make us stronger. He's looking for people to be bolder, you know, to come out from among those things that he's not pleased with, to be separate from the world.
That's true.
To show yourself to be godly and holy, to not be afraid. You don't have to be afraid in this time, because he said he'd take care of his own. He will provide for his own. He will be there for his own. All he wants us to do is just be there for him now, because he's always been there and still is there. But he wants us to commune with him. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to call him on the phone, you know, and fellowship with him. He needs that. He wants that.
Mm-hmm.
He yearns that. That relationship, as Pastor said. He wants us to have that closeness with him, that nothing else matters, to be completely sold out to the work, to the mission, to the assignment, to what he's called us and recruited us to do. He's looking for people who are going to speak the word, not be scared of things, but to say, for God I live, for God I die.
Yeah.
For God, I will do what you call me to do. Your will be done, not my will. He wants us to step from among, you know, and go out and really reach people and help people, you know, and save people from themselves. After he recruit us and make us and mold us and shape us and get us to a place, then he wants us to do the assignment of reaching other people. We've been sitting back, relaxing too long, you know, playing footsie. Playing footsies with the devil, you know, letting him deceive us, making us go other different directions that God had nothing to do with. And we got lost and caught up into self, into what feels good to this flesh. And he don't want us to be fleshly or carnal. He wants us to be spiritual and holy. He wants us to be holy, unmovable, and unshakable. He wants us on our knees now, going back to the revivals and the shut-in, to being intimate, in an intimate place, going into that secret closet with him, really crying out to the Lord. He wants us to really get in a place that when we come out of that, we are brand new. We are stronger. We have the weapons to go out there and do what is necessary and what must be done in these last and evil days. And you can do it. You can make it. There's nothing too hard for God to do. And, you know, Jesus will fight the battles for us. We don't have to fight standing there and believing in who we serve and who God is in our lives. Because he said he'll never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. He'll be there for us, even to the very end of time. All we have to do is tap into that and believe in the God that we serve. Because he's not a man that he shall lie. You can't put him on a man's level. He is God. He's Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is God.
That's right.
And he deserves the praise and the worship. He deserves the very best of us because he has given us the very best.
That's true.
And all he wants us to do is just be there. Like Pastor said, have a relationship now. He's tired of dating us now. He's tired of going out on dates. He's tired of that.
I like that.
Too many years going on dates.
Absolutely. Yeah, like he's some kind of side, like he's some kind of side piece or something. Yeah.
Exactly. He's tired of that now. He's been waiting and waiting for that ring. A lot of us been waiting for somebody to come in our life and marry us because we're getting older and we like, Lord, where is he? Well, God is saying, where is you? He's been waiting and waiting. Come on now.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
It's time out for that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's time out. It's time out for dating, and we know a lot of us. Like I said, we get tired of waiting on somebody to make a commitment, and God just wants us to make that commitment. You know, and really, I'm gonna be straight up and honest. There's nothing wrong with this lifestyle at all. It's all how you perceive it, how you look at it. It's just a lifestyle. It's a changing. It's a healthier lifestyle, and really, it's better than any life that you ever lived. Any, once you take God in your world, in your life, you are a different person. You are happier. You have peace. You have joy. There's nothing better than being in the presence of God and being on the right team, because you'd rather be on the right team than the wrong team. You don't want to be in the devil's boot camp. You'd rather be in God's paradise.
I know that's right. No.
You know, because I'm going to tell you, hell is the worst place to go. There are people who testify on their being there, but if you actually been there yourself, I mean, really, be there. And you'll be crying out, Lord, where's the water? Can I have another chance to do it right? By that time, it'll be too late.
When you
are standing before the Almighty, come on. You don't have another chance. That's it. This is the chance right now that we can get ourselves together. Once that judgment comes and all of that, like, that's going to be, you don't want to stand before God. And all them excuses that you're making, that you could have got it right or did right, it'll be too late at that point. Hell is not a place for a picnic.
No, it's not
a place where you're going to be fellowshipping and socializing. You're going to be the course meal. You are going to be the barbecue.
Yeah, that's true.
You are going to be his guest. You're going to be the guest there. And there's no way out. No way of escaping. Once you're in there, that's it. The wrap.
That's it.
So right now is the time to really think about that and really get it together and repent and ask God to forgive you. And go to those who you know you did wrong. While we have this chance. Oh, it's going to be a terrible time in that time. I ain't going to be here, but y'all go right on here.
Would you say it's like that song, Get Right, Church, and Let's Go On?
Exactly.
Lord, have mercy. I feel you on that, because don't nobody want to be burning like ribs on the grill.
Right.
No way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No way.
They think it's hot. We be having hot summers. Y'all ain't felt nothing.
I know that's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm allergic to heat. I can't deal with that kind of heat. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
And ain't no melting away. Talking about putting me out of my misery. Mm-mm. You gonna have to deal with that for everlasting, everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no snow down there.
Well, I know that's right. There ain't no snow down there.
No vortex. None of that.
Yep, that's true. Mm. Wow. I'm telling you, we that's a great topic, though. What we speaking on is the move of God. The move of God in this hour. Not the second hour or the third or the fourth hour, but in this hour right now, the overall that's going on is a whole clock that's ticking around the clock, morning and day, evening and night. It's just constant death on top of death on top of death. And yet we still wake up in the morning, still breathing on our own. You know what I'm saying? Going into the stores, grabbing what you need. Some got jobs, going to the jobs every day around others. And still, God's mercy and grace still abides. And we still waking up every day in our right mind, you know, still having the action of our limbs, you know, dealing with sinuses and little colds here and there, but we not, you know, stricken unto death and going through this corona stuff. And, you know, I'm telling you, if that's nothing to be grateful for, I don't know what to say. You know, every time I think about it, I would just cry and shed tears, you know, and it wasn't tears of sadness. It was tears of joy because I counted it an honor. You know what I'm saying, to wake up every day and you steady hearing about many people dying around you, people that you know dying, people that you know committing suicide. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Things bad are still happening all over the world with this corona, and yet we still here. That's something to be grateful for. It really is.
Amen.
Because he could have flipped the script and we not be here. Wouldn't be no Angels of Melody or Fresh Oil or Vanessa Collins. It wouldn't be that. You know what I'm saying? And so I just thank God that even in the midst of this drama that's going on, that his mercy endures. And like I said, we got to stay focused and know that this is a move. It is. It's a move of God that is going on. Whether we want to admit it or not, whether it seems bad, it seems scandalous, what's going on, but there is a move of God that is going on in this hour that is happening. And what it is to get our attention. That is the move, to get our attention, to get us to really see where we at and where we need to be. It's like a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call to me. It's another chance, as you said, Wayne. It's another chance to get ourselves together, because so many people didn't get a chance to have a second chance. So many people got so afflicted and sick off of this. They just went on. And if they wasn't right with the Lord, my God, that's so sad. You know? And I don't know, this is deep. It really deep, but I am grateful for this show that we had today. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but it just had dropped, you know, in my spirit about the move of God when me and Pastor was talking earlier, and I was telling him that. I said, I don't know if you remember that, Pastor. I was telling you that earlier about the move of God in this hour. And that's what I was hearing, because there is a movement when people saying that God is not here. Oh, yes, he is. And he's steady yet moving by his spirit around the clock. So many people they thought was going to die. They didn't die. Why? Because God. You know, people looking at it, oh, it's on good luck. Or it's the medicine that he, this and that. No. It was God. His mercy. We don't understand why so many people left here. you know, and all of that. And everybody didn't die of the coronavirus. You know, look at our Uncle Clarence, Bishop Clarence Morton. He didn't die of the virus, but he gone out of here. He done went on home to be with the Lord. Look at our brother there that was in Kenya, our Nigerian brother that was in Kenya. You know, beloved John. He didn't die of corona. He got burnt up in the fire. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, people is dying. People living here. You got little kids. Look at the five-year-old that's gone on through the corona. Many people going on. And we don't understand. And we still yet complaining about sitting behind the four walls. I'm, like I told y'all earlier, I'm guilty of it. I be complaining. Yes, I do. I sit here and I say, Lord, now something got to give because I'm used to going here and I'm used to going there. And, you know, all this sitting up inside of the house. Do you think that's moving God because I'm complaining? No. Because basically what he's saying is get yourself together. Get in that place that I called you that you once was. Because a lot of us is not there. Yeah, we pray. We pray and all that. Yeah, we do these shows and all this kind of stuff. But still, there's stuff still lacking that he's saying that we need to do. There's things that are still there that need to be moved, that we need to be delivered from. I'm just going to put it real. We need to be delivered from. It's things we got to get in that place. That he's saying, or we are going to be hearing one day, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't want to hear that. That's a bad word to me.
Right.
I don't want to hear that. That's a bad word. I want to hear well done.
Yes.
I want to be able to walk on the streets of gold, as they say, not the streets of fire. What I got to be doing... the jump jacks, cause the fire's so hot, I'm jumping jacking down there in the hill. No, nobody wants to do that. And you know, back in the day, what them jacks was, you threw the ball, you was bouncing your leg going up and down, honey. You gonna be doing more than a jumping jack down there. Ain't no telling what's gonna be happening, and I don't want to be there to find out. So we gotta get ourselves straightened out here. You know what I'm saying? So we can do the will of the Lord. Those that he's promised to travel, we're going to be traveling. We're going to be doing this. What God has said, we're going to have to get on the ball for that thing to come to pass. We are our own hindrance. It's not him. It's ourselves. It's not that it will not happen. It's just that it's us that's standing in the way. And like I tell people, they tell me, well, they said 2020 going to be great, and look what's going on. Yeah, it started off jacked up. I can admit that. 2020 started off jacked up for real. But like I told my daughter, it is not over. 2020 is not over yet. With all of this gloom that's going on, God can cause the sunshine to come out within a month. The storm will pass. Because there's still work to do. This corona can't just stay here. We got a work to do that God said was going to be happening. So how can it stay? It can't stay here. It's got to go.
Amen.
So it's time for us to really, you know, get in our place by putting this thing under arrest. And the only way it's going to happen is with us doing what we got to do. So anything else that you have to say, Pastor, then we're going to let Vanessa say something, then we're going to close out of here.
Well, I just want to again to say thank you for allowing me to come back from last week. And I had such a good time last week, and I'm having a good time now.
Oh, yes.
God bless you, too. Sister Vanessa, God bless you as well.
Bless
sis.
You as well.
I appreciate you. I appreciate the wisdom that came out of your body and everything. We truly appreciate what God has put in you to be a blessing in this world. And I just wanted you to tell everybody, wherever you are in the world, that as we get into position, as we allow the Spirit of God to have his way in us, and that we deal with a man in the mirror, like I told the people today, this corona has got you in a place where you're looking at the man in the mirror, and so that we can understand, okay, what do I need to get in, what do I need to get corrected so I can get into position, so I can get what I need from God. So in all that, I just want, again, to say thank you to the Angels of Melody radio show and to everyone that's involved. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. And as I say all the time, have you been poured into the day? Because you just received some fresh oil. And we're pouring the oil not just on social media, but on blog radio or wherever we may be. We're pouring the oil to a world that says that they're good without God. But I come to let you know that we're that remnant that hold up the bloodstained banner of Christ in this world. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. Yeah. What about you, what you got to say?
Well, I also want to say thank you for having me on the show as well. I've also had a good time. I've heard some good inspirational word and message, and I thank God for Pastor and his wisdom and knowledge and all that God is doing for him. And thank you, Angel, for this opportunity. And I have definitely been blessed. I just want to say, too, also, because, you know, I always have something to say, but I just want to say to everybody, we are all queens and kings in God's royalty. You know, we're his children, all of us, and he loves all of us. We all are drenched in royalty. That's where I want to go. And we are special to him. You know, we're special. All of us have a calling. All of us have a calling and been chosen for a greater purpose. And he'll give us the understanding of it by and by, you know. So, I mean, hold on to him. Don't let him go. Hold on. To ask God to give you more faith if you don't have it. Ask God to get you in a place where you need to be, you know, where you can do that work and be fulfilling. And be happy, you know, and have that peace and that joy, you know, and be not only rich in your spirit, but rich in everywhere else, you know, that you can be what God really wants you to be in these last and evil times, you know. And God, he'll work everything out because he is showing something here. It's all a life lesson. This is a test. Yeah. And whoever pass it will pass it, but whoever won't will fail. You know,
right.
just like Angel says, you know, it's how you go through this. You know, my mother, I'm gonna say this real quick. My mother, bless her heart, she's no longer here, but she was telling me stories about how she was always used to the very best, the finest things, always, always. I mean, she had to live in the best places and so forth. But God needed to make her humble, to see him, not the things. So he put her in a position where she had no choice but to either go through it or have temper tantrums.
Yeah.
You know, and cry like a baby and be like, why me? Well, why not? Why not you? Why not us?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's all about how you go through this thing. You know,
that's
if
true.
You can't go through this, you can't go through nothing. You know,
my
I
Lord, you're
that
right about
the way
that.
I was raised. You know, and it's like peanut butter and jelly. It's like beans. It's like, how you going to survive? If you can't survive this, you can't survive nothing. You know, you're a weak link, and you're not gonna make it. It's only the strong survive.
That's true.
You know.
That's so.
So tap into that, you know, and become.
That's right.
What God needs you to be in these last and evil days. And that's all I have to say, because I can keep going and going with that, but
yeah.
I'm going to shorten it.
But you know what I think? You know what? God bless you too. God bless y'all. And I thank you, Vanessa, for being on the air with me on tonight. And also, Pastor Dontre Edwards, I thank God for both of y'all. I said I wanted to start doing this once a week. And I think by us doing this even once a week, I think it's going to be really some things taking place even in us as we come together, and there'll be more people that will come together with us each week, and we can do this. I'm telling you, I think it's going to really rebuild a lot of things in us that has been torn down or just has been sitting to lie dormant. I really believe that, that through this, things, there will be a rebuilding that will happen. And so on that note, I'm going to end with saying this. I saw one of the posts just now that one of my pastor friends had left. And I said, wow, this is funny that I'm reading this, because this will end out the whole show. And when I say this, before I say this, we're going to say the motto. Always remember the motto. Don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. And how we going to end this is this, what he just posted. When this is over, the church, which is the people of God, cannot go back to business as usual. I'm going to say that one more again, as that granddad used to say, one more again. When it has to be his favorite word. I'm going to tell you one more again.
Amen. That's right.
But he said this statement, this post says, when this is over, the church, which is the people of God, that's us, we cannot go back to business as usual. So in saying that, I just want to say God bless to everybody for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International. Yes, radio. We thank God once again for y'all tuning in to the move of God in this hour. And we just want to say we love you very much. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your night, weekend, whatever you want to call it. Let's just stay focused. And remember to get in that place that we were at and beyond. God bless. We love you.